Dirt in its place is a beautiful thing. I love to look over the newly plowed fields in Iowa. The farmer has gone out with his plow and turned over the rich black dirt in preparation for planting, and to see those acres and acres of rich soil waiting to bring forth an abundant crop of corn or soybeans is truly a thing of beauty. But if you took a shovelful of that same black dirt into the house and scattered it around on the rug, it wouldn't be pretty at all. It would look dirty. Interesting, isn't it, that the thing that is so beautiful in its place is so ugly out of its place. This is true of many things in life. Laughter and joke-telling are fine at a party, but they are out of place in a house of sorrow. Sitting up late with friends playing Scrabble is fine and dandy, unless it's the night you should be finishing your Bible study. Then it's out of place. You've got your priorities mixed up, and something right turns into something wrong. So it is with the God-given desire that the Lord has placed in the heart of man and woman for each other. Because it is God-given in its place, it's a beautiful thing. But out of its place, like dirt on the carpet, it becomes something ugly rather than a thing of beauty. Listen to the Word of God as the works of the flesh are described. Paul writes that the works of the flesh are clearly seen. Such things as adultery, uncleanness, idolatry, as over against the fruit of the Spirit, such things as love and joy and peace and gentleness and so on. The one, a picture of pollution. The other, a picture of beauty. And the flesh can take something beautiful like love and transform it into something ugly like lust. And the consequences are misery and guilt. Every day on our television news or our newspapers, our news magazines, they describe for us one more tragedy where heartbreak entered a family, the result of the activities of the flesh. Yes, it's true that you and I have been called to liberty, but the Bible says we should not use our liberty to indulge the flesh. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Iams.